everybody, and welcome to the TeacherCast Educational Network. My name is Jeff Bradbury. Thank you so much for joining us today and making TeacherCast your home for professional development. Today, we're going to be talking about how your school district can support your students with high-impact tutoring. On today's show, you're not only going to learn how you can take advantage of high-quality instructional tutoring, but how your students can get ahead in subjects such as science, math, and reading. If this is the first time you're checking out our episodes, welcome to TeacherCast. You can find out more information over at teachercast.net. Check out thousands of educational podcasts, and all of our instructional coaching stuff can be found over at yourdigitallearningcoach.com. Check out all the great stuff happening over at TeacherCast today. My guest today is the Senior Vice President of Sales for Cignition. I'm thrilled today to bring on Miss Danielle Alcaraz. Danielle, how are you today? Welcome to TeacherCast.
Thank you. I'm fantastic. Happy to be here.
I'm so excited to have you on today. You know, so many different school districts are looking for the best way to bring a supplemental education, if you will, to your schools. Talk to us a little bit about what's happening these days at Cignition.
Absolutely. So we're thrilled and honored to work with states and school systems across the country to implement virtual research-based high-impact tutoring K through 12 in math and English language arts. And it's an outcomes-based program that shows up to 2 years worth of growth with the students that we work with.
And Danielle, when you're saying things like high dosage tutoring, what exactly does that mean for a school district?
Sure. It means consistency, relationship, and outcomes. It's way more than homework help. It's going deep in pedagogy, really having that conceptual understanding. So finding the gaps and areas of where students need the most help. And sometimes that's going back multiple grade levels. Once we identify where that gap is, we then have a consistent schedule. Typically it's 3 times a week, but it really works into the master schedule of the school system. But the most common is 3 times a week, 30-minute sessions. The whole goal is that we reach 50 hours of dosage, and that's all backed and based on research.
And I'm sure many teachers and even parents that are listening to this have to ask, how is that effective? What actual outcomes can a student and parents see from working with Cignition?
Because we have over a decade of experience, we can provide best practices. But what's most important is that we're walking with the school system and the district hand in hand. It's really important that there's an intentional design, there's a problem of practice that we're solving for, and we're going slow before we go fast, because we're solving a crisis that's much bigger than just what they got from a grade perspective on a test. We're really creating lifelong learners and students that are really career and college ready, and that they have the confidence that they need to be that lifelong learner. So ideally, you know, we have planning sessions. So our team are all former educators, and you receive a dedicated program manager that you work with that has been in your shoes, that knows how to implement with fidelity high impact tutoring. And this isn't a one time and done. I mean, change management takes years. But what's important is that the implementation is done with fidelity, and it's done based on a systematic process. And that's really where we come into play. So we can look at everything from like your master schedule. We can talk with you about what your intervention periods look like. We do accommodate before school and after school, and even on the weekends or at home. So some schools have home-based students that are completely virtual or they're homebound. We can work in those environments as well. We don't have any kind of requirement in terms of the number of students that we work with. We just want to help as many students as possible. And that's why we're in the work that we're in, is really to make that difference in the lives of the student.
Now, Danielle, when thinking about bringing Cignition into a school district, do you find that this is something that the district reaches out to you, or is this a program where the parents reach out hoping to get some support for their students?
It's actually both. So we have a parent consumer line as well, where parents can go to Cignition.com and buy session packages for as many sessions as they like. Me as a parent, I actually have my son on the program. He was failing Algebra 2 trig honors, and he came to me in October. And luckily, we were able to intervene early and often. And so his tutor is based in New York. They meet twice a week. And he has not only built his confidence, but he's also passed the class. and he's thriving. And as a rising junior in high school, he will continue down the honors math pathway. For schools and districts, we don't have any limitation. If you're a charter school, parochial, traditional brick and mortar, if you're a school district, it doesn't matter to us. We can scale from one student to thousands because of the predictable implementation and the best practices. And this is all based on our implementation with Fidelity, the research, and our program managers.
Now, you mentioned that this is all happening during the school day, but it's virtual. What does it actually look like for the student? Where do they usually go? How do they get help? How do you set that up with the school district?
Sure, absolutely. So they need an internet connection, a device, headphones, and a pad of paper. We provide the technology so students are able to be engaged in the program. We have interactive tools, whiteboard, and really an area that is quiet. They don't have to sit next to each other. Sometimes it's a library, sometimes it's a corner of a room. It really depends on kind of the space that schools have in order to provide that high impact tutoring. And keep in mind, high impact tutoring and the students that we work with, it's typically not a district-wide or a school-wide approach. I mean, these are students that need the most intervention. So again, your tier two, your tier three students, the students that are at the cusp, or that are just failing and need additional assistance, especially in the high school area for graduation and meeting those A through G requirements and so forth to graduate.
Now, one of the things that I love about Cignition is that you guys are constantly partnering up with school districts to make sure that students are successful. Talk to us a little bit about a recent partnership that you just announced.
Sure, absolutely. So we're seeing more and more states work at a state level where they have seen the success of high impact tutoring at scale. So they're providing legislation, and in some instances, they're providing funding because they know that this works. So some of the statewide implementations that we have are in the state of Hawaii, Louisiana, Arkansas, South Carolina, and Ohio, to name a few. And in addition to that, the school systems that we work with range from large urbans, LA school districts and LA County, to Clayton County, to Fulton. And then we also work with smaller individual schools as well. We're working with 100% virtual charter school that works with students virtually. We're also working with some parochial schools as well. And so ultimately, we love as an organization to see more work being done at the federal and state level, because this goes beyond Cignition, right? This impacts the lives of students and the communities. And so we know that high impact tutoring is the best intervention on the market, and you're starting to see more and more support, such as the National Student Support Accelerator, where we're a badge awardee with that work, and also the work with outcomes-based contracting.
For any school district that's looking to reach out and partner with Cignition, where do they go and what should they have with them when they set up a meeting with you?
Sure, absolutely. So Cignition.com, contact us. One of our team members will get in touch with you. And what you can expect from a meeting is us just really listening. We really believe in partnership. We know education is a relational business, and we're in this for the long run. We want to make a difference in the lives of the communities that we work with. And so we'll do a lot of listening. We'll do discovery, really get an understanding of the needs that you have and how we can help support you and those needs. Now, if you're a parent, you can buy sessions that are directly on our website. That makes it really, really easy.
We're here today talking to Danielle Alcaraz all about the great things that Cignition is doing in the classrooms. And Danielle, before I go, I'm sure there's school districts that are out there trying to figure out what's the best way to get funding or to actually bring this program into their school districts. What do you have to say to them about funding and actually just getting started?
Yeah, absolutely. And we work with school systems that really have a local need. And so we partner with third-party organizations and nonprofits through our grant writer that's on staff, and she often finds grants in this area. We also work with nonprofit grant providers. I know early on at Cignition, we received non-dilutive grant funding from Gates and Sean Zuckerberg and Schmidt Family Futures, and we were very fortunate for that. So we partner with the system to really look at where the funding lies. And there's multiple funding sources, both at a local, state, and federal level, that help support this intensive academic instruction to really move the needle for confidence and academic growth and achievement to prepare students for college and career. In addition to that, our clients and our partners that we work with tend to repeat and renew with us every year. And many times I like bringing educators together because they can learn from one another and they can also share the funding sources that they used as well. But if it's helpful, our website also has a funding guide along with a tutoring implementation guide that is based on research to help you in your discovery process of implementing high impact tutoring.
Now, Danielle, I understand that recently Cignition was an award winner. Talk to us a little bit about some of the recognition that the company's had.
Yes, we've been honored and humbled to receive multiple awards. We recently were a finalist with the Cody Awards. And in the past, we've won awards from EdTech Digest and others. And so we are constantly looking at ways that we can showcase the great work that's happening with the partners that we work with. We really want to elevate and praise and celebrate all of the success that our partners have had with helping to increase academic achievement.
You know, school districts all over the country are looking for the best ways to bring high impact tutoring into their school districts to help raise those scores of all of their students. One more time, Danielle, where can we go to find out more information about the great things happening at Cignition?
Cignition.com.
And one more time, we want to say thank you to Danielle for coming on the show today. It's always a pleasure having Cignition on the show. We want to thank them for being a part of today's program. Of course, if this is the first time you're listening to the show, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. We love it when you guys join the TeacherCast family. And of course, you can find us over at teachercast.net for all of our professional development resources, blogs, podcasts, and anything that can help you out creating an amazing atmosphere for your students. And that wraps up this episode of Digital Learning Today. On behalf of Danielle and everybody here at TeacherCast, my name is Jeff Bradbury, reminding you guys to keep up the great work in your classrooms and continue sharing your passions with your students.